Here we are, Sauce Talk, man. Sauce Talk after dark, should I call it? Well, I should say after the game. You know, the West Coast games, how they are late. But this one, not so late. The Denver game's going to be running 8:30. I love it. The Laker game's probably going to be back to 10 o'clock, which I got a guest with me. I finally got him on wax. Been trying. I got my other Laker fan with me. But I got James Parker right here. Big Parker. Everybody knows him. What's going on, Park?
What's up, bro?
And this is, you know, right immediately after Lakers versus Nuggets. Game one of the Western Conference Finals. We all know back three seasons ago in the bubble, you know, 4-1, Lakers won. But that's over with. We got a two new teams with some familiar faces. And what we saw tonight, I seen that with the closeout game against Phoenix, the Denver Nuggets ain't skipped a beat. I mean, like, they're like, look here, what y'all saw in that closeout game, we wouldn't know admiration or wouldn't know anomaly. It wouldn't know, like,
riding off that high.
Yeah, they rolled off of that because they had 70 points in the second quarter. Everybody was just hitting KCP, Aaron Gordon, Michael Porter Jr. is gonna be a problem. What was the one thing? What was the one thing that you saw in the game? You know, saying on the Nugget side that. If they keep doing, you know what I'm saying? What did you see from them on the offensive side, first and second half?
Man, the way they play, man, I don't think that they can duplicate that performance, man. There's no way. Like, they had a great night. But there's no way they can do what they did tonight. No way.
Yeah. I mean, everybody was hitting shots, man. The starting five all scored within the 6 minutes of the first quarter.
That buzzer beater.
Yeah.
And then he hit another three. I said, man.
It was just crazy, man. Like, it was like everything.
Well, he was passing the ball, setting screens.
Yes.
Passing the ball, then setting the screens, yes. All in the same motion. It's crazy.
Like, right. And then KCP, man, like, he's out. He's on a tear. I mean, look at Jamal Murray, who's sitting there just like, I'm hitting three after three, getting to the lane. But here's the thing that I saw. The Lakers did not play bad.
Not at all, but the Nuggets, they play on a whole different level.
Yeah.
Like, Lakers played good. Mm-hmm. They played great.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Lakers played great. They played
on phenomenal.
Just a whole yeah, yeah phenomenal, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you did. Mm-hmm. They put that phenomenal, yeah. Man. That was cool. Great playoff basketball.
Mm-hmm. And you know the rebounds. Is
like
a
I
big
said,
thing.
whoever comes out the West, which is going to be the Lakers.
Right.
Whoever comes out the West is going to win.
Right.
Win the whole thing.
We got to understand that we got to really box out. I think, like, boxing out, man, is going to be key, man. Like, they are on it. He, you know, Jokic is on the boards. Man had 10 rebounds in the first 10 minutes of the game. He finished with 24 rebounds? He had 34 points and had 11 assists. No, 13, 14 assists, excuse me, 14 assists. With 12 of 17 in shooting. So, AD goes 40 points. 40 points, 8 rebounds. He was got 20 rebounds twice against the Golden State Warriors. Can AD get a hold of the rebound game in this series?
He's going to have to.
I mean, Jesus.
I know. I'm going to definitely address it. He's definitely going to have to. And then, man, I'm telling you, Thompson.
I mean, you keep saying it. I mean, go ahead and talk about that. Talk about that real quick.
I would love, because we did well when we kind of had AD playing off the ball. We needed more to help with Jokic. He'd come over, cause a lot of disturbance. Like, I think if you have Tristan Thompson on ball, then AD playing, you know, kind of playing off of him.
But they were doing that with Rui, and it wasn't doing too bad with that.
Right.
But I get what you're saying, size difference. And AD would have to get over there kind of quick, and it would give that open three. We had to pray for two open three misses from that. So I get what you're saying.
He'd be guard against Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
AD. But we need that.
I don't think, at the end of the day,
I can't see KCP being that consistent.
Right.
Like, I don't know how many threes he hit, but I saw about five.
He hit three or four.
You sure?
He was at three whenever he had 21, I remember it. I don't think he hit another one, so I think he finished with three.
Because
Michael Porter Jr. had four. Murray had, I think, four or five. They all, as a team, they hit 24 threes.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. But like I said, Lakers didn't play bad. I think, you know, when you look at the way the game went and how things consistent stayed, you know what I'm saying? Rui getting 20 points, Reeves getting 20 points. I told Ishkwe, you know, the guy who, you know, one of my best analysts. Should I say he gives the best analysis? One of the best analysts I got, as far as you know, coming on here, is that he will sit there and tell you. I said we need three role players getting over 10 points, and you know that happened. So I mean, like, just think of how, if we can sit there and get a hold on things defensively, I think we can beat this team, especially going to LA.
I think this woke us up. I think we probably needed this for real.
Definitely needed it.
Yeah, we probably needed this.
We needed that. To where first half like that, definitely not going to have a game. We got out rebounded 47-30. 47-30, we got out rebounded, man. 47-30. And just think how many of those were offensive rebounds.
Right.
Second chance points.
Jokic had, I think, about 21 of them.
Yeah, 21 of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, oh, Jesus, man. And like I said, Michael Porter Jr. is going to be, he's a problem. And, you know, Bruce Brown,
and I'm hoping Bamba, he can play. You know, when, Trish, you know, we need to throw him.
Is it Bruce Bowen or Bruce Brown? What is it? Bruce Brown. That boy. He said a dunk.
Yeah, he just came. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Split off of the field.
Right.
Came right through the lane.
Right through the lane, man. Yeah, Jokic got a dunk. I thought he didn't get a dunk. He did get a dunk. Got a dunk. Little rim graze. But AD played phenomenal, man. He played phenomenal. Hit a three. He's hit his third three in the playoff. Austin Reaves, man.
I don't follow his usual pattern, man.
Right.
Fall off the next game.
Right. But Austin Reaves, man. Like, Jesus, man. Like, this is going to be a hell of a series because Jokic is a nightmare. Excuse me. Jokic is a nightmare. I think he's going to just dictate the game the way he does it. That's why I call him a 7-foot-8 bird. He's got the sharp release like him, the playmaking. You know, he moves like him. You know, he's not as agile as Bird, but he just has that movement. He has that, like, just that he's all shucks. You know, I'm just playing ball. And he's
high IQ, man.
Right,
like,
right.
Him and LeBron, exactly. They got the highest IQ in the league.
Exactly.
He too.
Right. And just like, what was that? Now, I want you to break that down. What was that in that play where you were saying that Jokic, you know what I'm saying, was able to move 80 out the way that you were to just the instinct of, just like that quick, the instinct of where you said he moved 80 away from the play.
Oh, buddy, man, he had the guard mismatch, the bigger guard for the Nuggets. I made a mismatch on Archimaldus' guard. Jokic was out there. He seen it. But he was out there. Mirror AD was right there near the play, playing to help. And he passed it back out to Jokic, passed it right back out to him. He ran away from the play and pulled AD out so they could have our smaller guard isolated.
And that's just some of the warfare.
A lot of big men don't have that IQ, man. That was kind of crazy. Not kind of crazy. I mean, it was. I mean, if you got that IQ, you got it. But a lot of big men don't have that IQ.
Right. That's crazy. I mean, and that's some of the bag that's in the 2-time MVP winner right there, man. You know,
he got a mean little package, man.
Right. Oh man, that's wild, man. You know, and you know, hats off to Aaron Gordon too, man. You know what I'm saying? He was there making plays. He got a big rebound over AD. You know, a big costly. You know, I think AD would get that rebound. We were looking in a good position.
Probably worn down.
We would have went for a two. If we would have got a rebound right there, we would have went for two instead of LeBron going for that three when we got the ball back the second time. We would have went for a little easy bucket. We would have been down one. And you know what I'm saying? Like, we'd have came down, been down one, and got a better look. You know, LeBron, I don't hate the three. What would you think? Did you like that three from LeBron?
I mean, I don't know what the plan was. Did they have a plan? He took matters into his own hand. I don't know. But
if you was Darvin Ham, like if you're Darvin Ham, are you like?
It depends what they talked about. Like, he took matters into his own hand, man.
Yeah. Because the way Austin Reeves is hitting, I would have been trying to get a play for Austin to get a three. And then if they'd have come flying to him, then I would take a catch and shooting LeBron more than a dribble up, you know. Which he can hit those, man. That's why I didn't hate it. I didn't hate it. Me personally, you heard me whenever it happened live. I said, I didn't hate it. Mm-hmm. I didn't see him settle mostly for the game when he shot threes, you know, like mm-hmm. he did a couple times against the Warriors or against the Memphis Grizzlies. But he got to the rim. He made plays. He almost had a triple-double. LeBron had, what, 23, 11, and, what, 8?
Yeah. We better fucking win this game. I
think we're going to win the next game for sure. I think we can win the next game. Now,
look, I think, bro, I swear, the game, one of the games, how long are you going to be down there in Florida?
I'm going to be down there till Monday. I'm coming back Monday. I'm still gonna be able to watch the games for sure.
Game six, man. My birthday next week.
Okay. What do you think about the Miami Heat against the Boston Celtics? Now that game was covered. You look